Dear Cosmo Babies, on this week's episode, we are so excited to welcome back Megan from Beauty Changes Lives. We are going to be talking about scholarships, mentorships, and how you can get involved in One Day, One Ticket. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us. I'm your host, Annie MacArthur, and I have my co-host with me, Erin Gray, and let's jump right into it. Welcome, Megan. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I always look forward to being able to chat with you all and the Cosmo Babies and the future of the industry. I love sharing anything that I can with all of you. Having been in your shoes in beauty school and now being on the other side, I love sharing that there are resources out there for you. So I appreciate you having us on and getting to share Beauty Changes Lives.
Absolutely.
Well, and what a huge resource Beauty Changes Lives is truly. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that I know that has received scholarships and gotten incredible training or mentorship. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of background on what Beauty Changes Lives is for those who don't know?
Absolutely. So Beauty Changes Lives is a 501c3 nonprofit. That means we are a legit nonprofit where the vast majority of all of our donations and everything that we bring in goes directly back out to the community. And we have five major pillars that we work on within the community. That is scholarships to beauty school, to barber school, aesthetics, whatever field you are training in, we have scholarships to support you. We also have mentorship programs. So once you get out, once you have a little bit of time under your belt, if you're looking for what's my next step, where am I going? We have mentorship programs for you. We also have advanced education. We do business grants. And our latest and greatest project that we're working on is industry advocacy. So that's really getting in front of those school counselors, getting in front of parents to show those numbers and to show the possibilities for a career in beauty and wellness. So those are our top five programs that we work on. And you mentioned, you know, lots of people who have been impacted by Beauty Changes Lives. Mm-hmm. We've actually impacted over 1,500 individual beauty professionals.
Wow.
That could be scholarship. It could be a mentorship. But in our first 10 years alone, 1,500 lives.
That's so amazing. Incredible. And scholarship season is opening back up, right?
Scholarship season is actually kicking off our spring season March 1st. So applications are open March 1st through the end of May. And this is going to be one of our biggest seasons yet, with over $80,000 up for grabs for scholarships. They range from $2,500 all the way up to a full ride. So this is actually our first season where we're partnering with the amazing brand Amika to do a full ride cosmetology scholarship. So definitely be on the lookout for that March 1st.
That's incredible.
And what does the process look like to apply for the scholarship? So say I'm going into beauty school and I want to take advantage of this.
So step one is you have to have a letter that says you have been accepted into your cosmetology school or your beauty school, whichever discipline you're going into. Mm-hmm. That's step one. You have to know where you're going to go. Step mm-hmm. two is you complete the scholarship application form on beautychangeslives.org. All of our scholarship opportunities are listed there. You can sort by discipline. You can sort by amount if you're looking for a certain amount. But you go through that application form. And then you submit a 3-minute video. I know that we live in an age of 15 seconds, but it up to a 3-minute video that explains who you are, where you're going to school, what your passion is, and what got you into the industry. Because we want to know you. From there, those 3-minute videos are reviewed by a panel of expert judges. These are some of our most amazing industry partners. I believe you all have viewed some of our videos and been judges before. Mm-hmm. We've got people like Sam Zia, Candy Shaw on our board, and they whittle it down to the top 5 people in each of those categories. And from there, we award those scholarships, and it goes directly to your school. So you don't even have to deal with all the processing. Those funds go directly to your school.
And
come right off the top of your bill.
Yep.
Those funds are paid out when you've hit your halfway point in school. Mm-hmm. So you can apply as early as you get that acceptance letter and know that it will kick in as you progress through your program.
That's incredible.
I feel like that's such a huge weight lifted off your shoulders too. Like for a lot of people who mm-hmm. are adults going back to school and potentially a second career. Like, a lot of times that kind of money that you're investing in yourself can feel like a financial burden a lot of times. I know that it did for me while I was in school because I was an older student. And I think that it's like, take advantage of these opportunities because it really truly is such a weight lifted off your shoulders, especially halfway through school. When you're like losing your mind, you know, like, oh my gosh.
I remember Annie would come in and she'd be like, okay, like I'm here with my payment. And, you know, and it's like, you're like counting out your money and like, all right, I've got another 6 weeks in school, you know? And if it is, it's that constant pressure. I think definitely, like Annie said, especially when you go back and it's a second career to just have it kind of was looming over you all the time. I mean, what a gift. This is money that you do not pay back. This is it's just like a grant, you know, it's a scholarship. And so to be able to just be like, okay, well, that's $5,000 I don't have to come up with, you know, and I'm not going to have to work a third job. That's huge. That's huge. To be able to focus on school.
Yeah.
Scholarships are not... You probably wouldn't be surprised, but so many of the people that we end up helping out are transitioning from a primary career into what they've been drawn to, into a passion career. And a lot of them say, you know, receiving this grant is allowing me to focus and actually get through school faster so that I can get where I want to go.
It really does make such a difference. And it's part of the reason I wanted to state that. Like, I think a lot of times people think about scholarships in the essence of, okay, I just left high school and I'm going into college, trade school, into this like career path that I'm going on. And it's not like it is for anyone who has signed up for cosmetology, aesthetics, nails, barbering, like all of those people. Like if you have signed up to go to trade school, you are able to apply for these scholarships. And like, I really, truly hope that people take advantage of that because it's not just for young people. Like it's for everybody.
Yeah. Megan, if you are, say you are currently enrolled in cosmetology school and you've met your halfway point already, but you still have, you know, another 5 months, can you still apply or is this done for you and you would just move on to the advanced education once you exited school?
You could absolutely still apply. The only caveat is you have to still be in school when the funds are awarded. So you have to still be in school May 1st. So if you're past that point, you know, there are other opportunities. There's entrepreneurial grants, there's mentorship, et cetera. But as long as you will still be an active student at your school May 1st, apply.
So a couple of questions I have for you, Megan, about the scholarships is there are a lot of them. Like, there's not just like two that you can apply for. Like, this isn't like a pool of a lot of people like going after the same things. There are like a lot of scholarships available for people.
Yes. So our spring scholarship season, we have about 15 individual scholarships. And each of those scholarships will award at least one, but up to three winners. So there are so many opportunities. Please don't be discouraged in thinking that, oh, I won't get it, so I better not apply.
Exactly.
Please apply. We, like I mentioned, we have about $80,000 in scholarships this coming season. We offer an average of $500,000 a year. So even if for some reason you don't receive a spring scholarship, try again in summer. Try again in fall. Mm-hmm. We do this every quarter, and we are here to support you.
Yeah.
So in a 1 year program, you truly do have four opportunities to win a scholarship.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very cool. We'll definitely put all of that information up so it's available.
Great. Yeah. And like I mentioned, all of our scholarship opportunities are listed at beautychangeslives.org. It's on our homepage. You can get to it very easily. You can see the timelines, the amounts, the criteria. Each scholarship does have its own criteria, like whether that's the program that you're in, some of them are location-based, but there are so many opportunities and you don't have to apply to just one. I'm just saying.
So
gotta increase those odds.
Some words of wisdom to people who are thinking about applying. If they make one video, can they use that video four times a year? Or is it better to create a new video every time they're applying for something?
It's definitely advised to create a unique video for each application. Each application comes with its own questions. For instance, how do you relate to the founder of this company who is giving this scholarship? Or, for instance, the Horst Reckl scholarship says, how do you relate to Horst Reckelbacher and his mission to be green and make beauty more green? Mm-hmm. So there's nuances in each application video that we want to see. But if you made like a beginning and an ending and you filled in the middle, my words of wisdom would be share who you are. We want to know you. So if it's B-roll of you going to class, what you're learning, what your favorite service is, we want to get to know the person that we're going to be impacting, not just, you know, send a check. We want to know that you're passionate. We want to mm-hmm. see that you're going to make an impact in the industry as well. So definitely put yourself into your video.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice. I also think that it's really good that if you, let's say you go after all four of them during your time in school, I think it's such a great mm-hmm. practice way to create that kind of particular video content of where you get to practice on that first one. And if maybe you didn't get that scholarship and you're going to go after it again, this with a new video, you know, all you're doing is making yourself better in front of the camera with your editing skills, with your creativity, with the thought process behind it. Like, I think that's such a great way to kind of like continue practicing all of the other skills that aren't like technical behind the chair things. And that's a really great way to keep moving forward too.
Absolutely. But they do watch all of these videos. So if there's a way to make yourself stand out in a video, do it. You know, this is not a video creation contest, but it is a way to show your personality and show mm-hmm. that you put time and effort into this opportunity. And they really appreciate that. And they comment that to us as well. Also, if we see that you've applied in 3-4 different categories, we know you need it and you want it, and we definitely see you.
Yeah, I think that's a great piece of advice as well that people should take in consideration.
I mean, it comes down to effort, right? In everything mm-hmm. we do, like effort in what you're doing. I also think, you know, you are a different person 400 hours into cosmetology school. You are a different mm-hmm. person 800 hours in and 1,200 yes. hours. And it is important to show that. Show what you've learned, you know, and how you've grown through school. I was always, when I was in post-secondary with my students, like, I was always such a huge proponent of entering every competition that was available to them, which is why Annie and I connected, because, you know, she was interested in going into Beacon and those types of things. And those are the things that really help you grow and are so valuable and will change your life after school, entering these types of things.
Absolutely. So let's jump into the next part, which I think is, like, while you're in school, like, there are tons of amazing scholarships, but for those people that have already graduated, there are some incredible mentoring opportunities. And I would love for you to talk about that.
Absolutely. So we actually started as a scholarship foundation. That's where we were. That's where we lived. And we really made a name for ourselves for about our first 5 to 7 years. We were just scholarship. Mm-hmm. Then we started doing a lot more research into the industry and seeing what do they need? What do professionals need? And we started seeing a pretty scary drop off at about the 5-year mark after you've graduated. About the last stat that I saw was that like 60% of licensed professionals drop out of the industry before they hit that 5-year mark. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to problem solve and think, what do they need to get over that hump to make it into that next phase past 5 years? And how great would it be if a seasoned professional came alongside them, took their hand and showed them, okay, you can get through this. These are the problems that you're facing. Let's try to troubleshoot them. Let's see where you want to go. You'd be surprised how many of our mentor candidates just don't know. They don't know yeah. what they don't know. They don't know where they want to mm-hmm. go. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. actually developed our mentorship program to do just that, to pair a seasoned professional, whether that be at the chair, whether that be in business, salon owners. We have brand creators and innovators mm-hmm. come alongside someone who may be lost and doesn't know what their next step is, or someone who knows what they want to do. They have big goals. They know exactly where they want to go, but they don't know how to quite get there. Mm-hmm. And we pair these folks together. They create an action plan. They create goals. And they go through and they actually create actionable steps to hit that next goal and to meet those career marks. So it's really been an absolute labor of love from our team and from myself. I watch every single mentee application come through and pair them with a mentor based on strengths and goals. And I'm like, this is a beautiful matrix that I see. And I put them together to watch them grow this relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was one of my favorite things that we did last quarter, was getting to mentor someone who kind of recently graduated school and wasn't 100% sure what they wanted to do and where mm-hmm. they were going, and just kind of like walk that path with them for a little bit. And we're still in contact. And I do see, I mean, Annie and I get overly attached and we're like, be ours forever. But
what an amazing benefit for your mentee. Like, that's insane. You know? They got an amazing twofer with both. It's just an amazing opportunity for them.
Now, Megan, someone who is maybe in that mentor situation, just because we happen to have, you know, a handful of cool friends who listen.
How would they get involved in mentoring? We get so many mentee applications that we want to pair them with the absolute best in the industry. So right now on our website, if you mm-hmm. go to beautychangeslives.org/mentorship, you can apply to be a mentor. Also, if you happen to know any of the ladies that you're looking at right here, you can shoot any of us a message and say, hey, I want to get involved. I want to be a mentor as well. And I'm more than happy to get you set up in our next round. We just wrapped this round of applications and we're kicking off our mentorship spring season. Actually, next week is our first like kickoff. We're getting everybody paired up right now. But applications will open again March 15th. So March 15th, you can apply to be a mentor or a mentee in our next round.
Cool.
That one will be May-June. So that's it is amazing. A two-month
that session go through
where you'll meet with your mentor at least four times. We want you to meet every other week just so that you can keep touch, check in. I'm sure you guys can vouch mm-hmm. for it. You end up talking to them a lot more than once every 2 weeks. You know, you get socially connected, you check in on each other. Mm-hmm. But we found that that's definitely a great cadence for like an official check-in is every 2 weeks. Yes.
Check-in, right, and to see where you're at with your actionable items and mm-hmm. what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Nope.
And this isn't, the mentor program isn't just for people who are fresh out of school either.
Yes.
Like, you've had people.
We had
mentors and mentees.
We had one exception who, we tapped her
which
to be
I
a mentor
like really
and she
fun.
Goes, could I be a mentee as well? Because I'm always learning. And we were like, absolutely. And you can do both. That we, when you think about the kind of mentors that we have, you know, Candy Shaw has been a mentor of ours and she is an amazing product innovator, a salon owner. So we paired her with a more seasoned artist who was looking to create a mm-hmm. product. So we've got people from all mm-hmm. ranges of your industry. We also have outside of just hair, we have aesthetics mentors, we have nails mentors. We're always looking to grow our mentor offerings. So if you haven't heard yourself represented and you want to raise your hand to be a mentor, please let me know. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for folks.
Yeah. I love how widespread Beauty Changes Lives is, because it really, like, it did start as this, like, really awesome thing for students specifically. And it really has just opened up to the industry as a whole, allowing people of all levels to be able to get
involved. We've really grown each step of the way. We weren't kind of willy-nilly about it, though. Like, we could have a million offshoot programs. Every idea that we have could be a program. But we always try to bring it back to our mission. And our mission is elevating the industry to make beauty and wellness careers mm-hmm. a first choice. So everything that we do leads back into making this a first choice career. Because we're not a backup career. We're not a not smart enough to go to college career. This is a first choice career. Absolutely. With first choice career mm-hmm. opportunities and possibilities. You both can vouch that the earning potentials in this career is mm-hmm. the only limit is what you put on yourself. You could honestly go anywhere. You can go on a hair venture. You can go anywhere.
Absolutely.
With this career. And we just want to share the resources and opportunities to make that a reality.
Absolutely.
And you guys have a new, yes. you have a new
so
initiative.
Thank you for mentioning
kind of
that.
Up. That we are kind of right into
on
that,
our
right?
biggest fundraiser of the year. So all of these amazing programs have to have funding behind them. And we have amazing partners. We have brand partners. We have large schools and corporations that support us. But we wanted to get involved with the individuals, with the schools, with the small salon teams. Because as an individual, you might think, well, that all looks great, but I'm not very helpful. You know, my $10 donation or my whatever I can spare isn't going to make a big impact. So we got together and we thought, well, what if every artist, every professional gave that small ticket? Imagine how that would add up. And so from that, we grew the idea into one day, mm-hmm. one ticket, 1 million possibilities. And that is our fundraiser that's coming up March 21st, where we will ask each individual professional to donate one service ticket from their day. The value of one ticket. It could be a manicure. It could be a full balayage. It could be a clipper cut. Doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you can spare from your day can be your donation to Beauty Changes Lives. We started this last year, and we did it last year in March as well, and it was far more successful than even I had imagined. So we're really coming back this year trying to get everyone involved, which is why we've now incorporated a school's opportunity so that your school can get involved as well. So the school opportunity comes with 4 t-shirts for your staff, for your teachers, and buttons for all students to wear that say, I support Beauty Changes Lives. And the real opportunity for schools and students to get involved is to share that this is an amazing opportunity. This is an amazing career. Why you're passionate about being in this career. Because we want to hear from everyone.
Mm-hmm. I really love that.
That's incredible.
BeautyChangesLives.org/ODOT. All the different ways to get involved, from individual artists to big salons to schools. There's packages for each kind of group. And our school package is a $60 for your school that, again, comes with some t-shirts, it comes with buttons, it comes with mirror clings, it comes with social media assets, everything that you could need to celebrate that you're a part of it. And on the day, on March 21st, your school would donate whatever you made in your clinic that day. So if you had client day that day, whatever you brought in that day could be your donation to Beauty Changes Lives. And just for perspective, you know, we have over 250,000 licensed nail pros, just nail pros in the U.S. If every single one of them donated $1, that's a huge impact. So don't be thinking that, you know, my $5 polish change isn't going to make a difference. Right. If everybody donates a little bit, it makes huge opportunities so that we can have more scholarships, more mentorships and advanced education opportunities.
It really does make such a huge difference.
Yeah, it's volume, right? I mean, and mm-hmm. we are such a huge industry, and I think it's so easy to feel isolated a little bit in the industry. You know, you're in your small town, or you're in your solo salon, or you're in your one salon.
There's a lot of possibilities and the opportunities are immense. And that's really where this came from. So last year, we had about 1,500 individual participants. And it came out to about a $60 average ticket donation. And we raised $100,000 in one day.
Wow.
One ticket at a time. And like we said, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit, the vast majority of that goes right back into our programs to make sure that we have more opportunities and resources to provide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think what I love about the one day, one ticket so much is that if you are somebody in this industry who's like, I'm not in a position that I can be a mentor, I'm not in a position that I can hire an assistant to train and level up in this industry, I'm not in a position to do these things, everyone in this industry is in a position to give $1, to give $5, okay, to give that one ticket of that one service that day. And as a way to help the future of this industry. And it's not just like, I think what I want really people to understand is that like you're helping individuals in this industry. Like that service dollar ticket goes directly impacting like a human being that is going to make this industry better in the long run. Like you are able to pay it forward in that sense. And so if you can't spend the time and energy on like a singular individual, like do the one day, one ticket event because you are helping one singular individual in that aspect that way. And I think that's like just such an incredible way to level up the
situation. You could genuinely really be like impacting someone in your own class, someone in your neighborhood, a person that you know. It is a real human being impacted by these scholarships and mentorships. And it's really been helpful to share that. And so I thank you so much for humanizing it to that level of it. It's a real person that you may know. That we get back to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. Because it truly is like, unfortunately, still in professional beauty, it is like kind of looked at as that second career option. So if you're able to give someone like a first career option, like I don't know what else like much better there is, you know, like you're really making such a difference, like on an individual human level. And I love that. I love that impact. Yeah. So Megan, okay, I have one last question for you. What is your best piece of advice right now for all the little Cosmo babies listening? What one thing would you tell them, ask them, point them in the direction of?
I think it would be to be open. Be open to the possibilities that are presented to you. Be open to the career paths that might open up along the way. You know, if you go into school thinking that you want to just specialize in this one thing and you're going to do it, you might pigeonhole yourself and not learn this other whole amazing piece of the industry. So if someone comes to you with an opportunity or a resource, see what it's about. Explore it. You don't have to commit your life to it. But the more that you learn and the more opportunities you take, the broader your career will be and the more successful you will be because you've had those experiences.
Absolutely. I love that. And I'm going to follow that up with make sure that you follow Beauty Changes Lives on Instagram and everywhere else, because that is going to be the next best thing. Make sure that you have all of the opportunities and information available to you to make sure that your career is going to be fruitful and going in the right direction and having people surround you that want to lift you up and make sure that you have the best opportunities possible. So thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time every time. And this is not the only time you're going to be hearing from Megan. This is a conversation we are always going to have because there are so many Cosmo babies out there that just need to go online, check out Beauty Changes Lives, sign up for the scholarship opportunities, look into mentorship opportunities, and feel free to give back to your community if that's something that you're able to do.
And thank you.
I just appreciate everyone listening, and we'll catch everyone next week.